Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass.
She ain't Charlotte's most dangerous cool, no advisory podcast. Your boy C.O. McClain.
Your favorite, man, the god of the squad.
It's your girl Trap C. Hey, y'all.
Y'all fucking stupid, man.
Yo, man, shout out to Mookie. Shout out to Chocolate Diamond. You know what I mean?
He dropped his halftime commercial.
He dropped the halftime commercial?
Yeah,
he need to go ahead and.
Oh, so that's what. Oh, okay.
Shout out to Mookie.
Shout out to Mookie dropping halftime commercials. Tampa Bay is up 21-6 right now. You know, I mean, this is going to be not pre-recorded, but it's going to be after the Super Bowl. So we just giving y'all live updates, whoever that's live, man. Shout out to my man Manny in the background holding us down with the camera angles. You know what I mean? Shout out to K Digital as well. You know what I'm saying? I think he celebrating with his best friend.
Yeah, he's been birthday today. K ain't never know where to be found.
Huh? You were. K been MIA. K pop up when he wants to. I told him.
He's like a ghost.
He is like a ghost. He a celebrity ghost. Yeah. That's what K is. But shout out my man K Digital. Shout out my man Manny for holding us down, man. Shout out to Grandma's Pontine in the back getting us right with the live and all the levels and everything like that.
She got a leopard boots on. Oh, them leather. I said leopard.
The white leather. You did say leopard.
I was looking at the poncho.
Okay. Oh, yes. Shout out Miss P over there. You know what I'm saying? She chilling. She got a Super Bowl fit. That's a Super Bowl fit. She was
the fedora.
Ready.
She came. She really came out here stepping today.
Fact. She came over here ready. You know what I mean? Yo, we got a special guest that's going to be in the building with us later on. My girl. Some table claps. Our girl, man. She not tiny no more. She's Queen Montana. Okay. I knew her when she was tiny, so I can still call her tiny. But
I was going to call her tiny.
What, she grew? She got taller?
No, I mean, she, as far as her career is concerned.
She queen now. Oh. She queen now. She ain't no tiny status no more. She big boss.
Boss.
I thought it was she called herself that because she was
big
short.
Big boss. Now she big dog.
Yeah. That's big. That's big.
It's up, then
that's
it's
big
up,
queen.
It's up, then it's stuck.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to get to
y'all
that.
Y'all, have y'all heard the rerun?
The rerun? What are you talking about?
The other version.
It's like five of them.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of people.
So I heard. So the first dude that came out when Tiny also came out, I heard his on Twitter.
Queen.
When Queens came out, excuse me, thank you for the correction. I heard his on Twitter. He's never gonna win that suit. Like literally, like out of all the people, we're gonna talk about this. But all the people that I've heard their song, Tiny got the most claim because not only is it a similar, is it the words, but the similar melody, the similar flow,
cadence,
similar
everything.
Beat. So
right.
It's definitely some infringement there, but she gonna have to get a good intellectual properties lawyer
right.
to really get to the nitty gritty.
And this is Cardi B we're talking about. But we're gonna get into that. That's like the juicy part of the show.
Juicy.
Why you make the sound effect?
Juicy,
somebody off to the races. We're gonna be giving y'all updates while we doing it. So if I make some, you know, some spurts, then that means somebody doing something. All right, say hot topics, birthdays and all that shit.
Okay, we're gonna go to birthdays first. We're gonna fly through them.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah Thomas, he's 32 today.
Happy birthday, Isaiah Thomas.
Ashton Kutcher, 43.
Happy birthday, Ashton Kutcher.
My man's Chris Rock, 56.
Chris Rock, 56. Yeah.
Steve Nash, 47.
Ah, Steve Nash.
Jeremy Meeks, 37.
And if y'all don't know who Jeremy Meeks, let's tell them who Jeremy Meeks is.
Jeremy Meeks is the convicted felon turned model. He's so fun. He, you know, got the pretty eyes, the nice skin, the tattoos. Just a work of art.
You need a towel.
A work of art.
No.
I
need a bath.
Like light skin.
I don't. So that's saying a lot. I can't stand light skinned niggas. Let's put that on the record. Okay.
Yo. Hey, yo, man, but no, man, shout out to all the guys who had birthdays today, you know, because a lot of people didn't make it today to see their birthdays.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So shout out to all
true.
Those guys.
That's definitely
okay,
true.
We're going to go to Hot Topics because apparently this was the week of breakups in celebrity news.
Oh, man.
DaBaby and Danny Lee broke up.
Oh, that was bound to happen.
Lil Uzi Vert and JT broke up.
Bound to happen.
Karrueche and Victor Cruz broke up.
Bound to happen.
You think so?
Yeah, I thought
they was going to get married.
Nah, that's
sure, for sure. I thought
they decided
they would,
to focus
but I was
on
surprising.
Their careers yeah. and go. They
right.
decided
down
to.
Happen.
He's yeah, always going to be a famous Puerto Rican or Hispanic guy. So, yeah
that too.
True.
Yeah.
That was a cute couple. I mean, I just feel like nobody's going to be Chris Brown, but.
It's bound to happen.
Okay, that's it for breakups. So, in COVID news, Nick Cannon has tested positive for COVID-19.
Nick Cannon? Oh, yes. Man.
He got to get better because they bringing Wildin' Out back.
Right.
But they're only bringing it back because he's apologizing for what he said.
He didn't apologize.
He didn't have to apologize, though.
He made a coalition. He formed a coalition with some Jewish...
he still has to apologize.
He already is... He didn't apologize, but I feel it, though.
Right. He's still gonna have- I mean, Nick Cannon is a power move man. Yeah. So,
right.
We don't know behind the scenes, but Viacom, what was it? Not yeah. Viacom. Viacom, mm-hmm. they were suffering without exactly. Wildin' Out.
Come on, man.
They were suffering. Like, nobody was watching.
That's their biggest grocery
show. That's the biggest grocery show. They're like, all the white folks up there was like, listen, guys, we got to bring this nigga back. Because, yeah. you know, we ain't doing good. Just buddy call this nigga down, up. Buddy. But, nigga, listen, the only way we get you back on the show, nigga, if you say that, you apologize. Just say sorry. And we good, nigga.
I had a thought. Was I was about to say, I wonder if that was a chess move. Like, instead of, because he never, so. To me, he never really says sorry. And I was supporting him because of that.
Right.
But I was like, when I found out that he formed that coalition, like, they basically invested in, I guess, like a channel or something. I need to do more research on it. Mm-hmm. But I was like, yo, I wonder if that's a chess move. And they did that to, you know what I'm saying, like, get in his pockets. Because he makes a lot of revenue just off of that alone.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Plus what he's able to do for other people. Like, I'm pretty sure it's crazy just the money.
Then
the income,
too, all the other networks, Nick, Team Nick, Disney. Right. Like, he doesn't own Disney, but owns.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon
something in the Disney Avenue. He owns something there. But yeah, I think that's smart. I mean, I was surprised and not surprised to see Tiffany Haddish, because she is Jewish. A lot of people don't know that. She really is Jewish.
Oh, she's black.
No, she's really is his, Jewish.
Well, like, part Jewish. If you black is the dominant gene.
She practices.
Jewish ain't a gene.
I didn't say Jewish. I said black. I said black is the dominant gene.
She's a black Jew, though.
Well, they she's half Jewish, but she just her dominant.
You know,
black.
Jewish isn't like black or white
right,
or Hispanic.
Oh yeah, I'm bugging. It is a religion.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, that's you can facts. Definitely be a black Jew. Dude.
Yeah, you could be a black Jew. Yeah, I'm sorry. It was the punch. Forgive me. And the other shit. But yeah,
we gonna move on.
I stand corrected. Shit, fuck it.
My man Screech from Saved
passed.
By the Bell.
Damn, man, my man Screech passed. Man,
they be playing Saved by the Bell every day.
Yeah, man.
I ain't never watched that shit, but still, rest in peace to him, because I seen a lot of people talk about it.
Because I saw when they said they announced that he had stage 3 cancer, and then they had announced again that he had successful surgery. But once I saw stage 3, once you at stage 3, I think once you pass stage 1, your chances are very slim. So when I saw stage 3, I was like, man, sooner or later, I'm just going to see it. You know what I mean? You could do all the...
Depending on the cancer. Some of them is more aggressive. Like.
Way more aggressive. But I remember he had stage 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the highest stage? 5?
4.
4?
Oh, I thought it was
4. 4 or 5. 5, right? Like, you had 3. Like, ooh, you can't come back from 3. 2? Like, your body got to go through a rigorous, like, chemo and all types of shit. Like, your body, you got
to
be
so sick from... trying to get better, it just would be like, just kill me or now.
Just, like, your body's like, you got to give up.
That's why we need to go to the hospitals, man. Make sure you watching out, checking your health, bro. That's me fact. Personally, though, I wouldn't want to go to the hospital and hear that. Like, if I got that news, I don't know how. I feel like that would impact my life dramatically.
It damn sure would.
I hope people like them go out living their life, man.
I mean, but it's not just about going to the doctor. You got to make sure you eat better, make sure you're exercising, living a healthy lifestyle, you know, cut down on the drugs. Not saying you don't have to do drugs. Everybody has their vice in life. But, you know, just...
If it grows from the earth, it's not a drug. That's all I want to say.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
That's facts. Because we were just talking about that. Like, weed, everybody. Weed is very good for you.
So then technically...
What?
Is opioids a drug? Because that grows from the earth.
Yeah, but it has chemical...
It grows as a poppy.
Altered. It's altered. Okay. Right. Because if it's grown from the earth, it's good. But if you put all that extra shit, like crack cocaine, all that shit, that's...
And you're not supposed to have it in heavy doses like that. Okay. Like concentrated doses. So, yeah.
Did you know if you eat a... poppy seed bagel, you
would
fill a drug test?
Yeah, poppy seed bagel. I know that.
Oh, yeah.
You fill a drug test.
Fill a drug test. Yes. If y'all know, don't eat no poppy seed bagels if you're about to take a drug test. You will fail.
That happened to me, and I didn't know why. I was like,
you had them poppy?
Everyday bagel. Everything bagel.
Oh.
That shit was busting, by the way.
Fuck is it? Everything.
Shout out to Austin.
Got all the seasons.
It's got all the seasons on it. Shit's busting. Get it toasted.
Yeah, that shit's slamming. I feel pound on that. Bang. Yeah,
put me on something.
Definitely.
Everything bagel. Everything bagel.
Facts. Hey, that went on time. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, last piece of news. The Senate passed a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill.
Oh, they did? Yeah, shout out to our fucking Dems in the Senate.
Wait, wait, wait. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Shit.
Because...
How much to say to set them?
$1.9 trillion
I like
COVID
that
relief
word.
Bill,
I like that
which
word.
Will include the $1,400 for everybody, in addition to the $600 that was already sent out. So
I got news for you on that, but I'm gonna let you finish.
About
what you just said, the $1,400. I got news for you.
Okay, so the only reason that everybody's like making it a big deal is because Kamala Harris delivered the tie-breaking vote at 5:30 a.m.
Oh, shit.
On the Hill for this bill because it was a tie.
Uh-huh.
She came in. She obviously voted in favor, so it passed 51-50.
Mm-hmm.
So now with it, the Senate is always the hardest for any of these COVID relief bills to pass. So now that the bill has been passed, they are going to do another vote on the 28th that is going to include some other minor amendments to it that was like proposed by the Republicans that the Democrats have accepted.
Right.
To where we will possibly start getting like checks the first week of March.
Right. So. And that is how you build back an economy.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you build back an economy.
And you build trust in your economy.
Trust in your economy. So now people going to get all this money and what have you. People going to do spend the motherfucking money. Mm-hmm. The economy flowing, business is flourishing, and the money
people
just flowing, flowing, flowing. Yeah, that's how you build back an economy, man. Shout out to the fucking Democrats
Shout
in the Senate.
I need
know
my
Kamala
check.
Harris, she woke up and she was like, oh, what's up? Joe, we did it. Vote, Joe. We did it, Joe.
Yo.
Yeah, do it, do it, Sid. Do it, Sid.
We did it, Joe. I made the tie-breaking vote, Joe.
Did it go?
It's passed. We made history, Joe.
I need to know what type of wine she be drinking, because I know she... Never mind.
That's exactly how it went, though. That's exactly how it went. She probably woke up in the morning. Ding, ding, ding. She was like, what the fuck? Hey, we're going to reenact it right now. You ready? You ready? Yeah. Settle on. Ding, 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 ding. What the fuck? Oh, oh, let me make a caller.
Ding, 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 ding. We did it, Joe. Hold on, let me get my wine.
I hate black people.
We made history.
That's how that shit down. That's how we reenact. That's how shit went down. That's facts. Shout out to Joe Biden. Shout out to Kamala Harris. Shout out to all our Democrats in the
Shout
Senate that's
Stacey
making.
Shout out to Stacey Adams.
Shout out to Stacey Adams.
She's nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, she
shout
is.
Shout out to her. I hope
oh,
she
shout out to Koso Sididi in the motherfucking building.
Fucking Koso.
What up, Koso?
Training had him day. Cartier.
What up?
Is you ready to ride?
But yo, that's how that shit went down, though. That's that. But shout out to them, man.
Shout out.
One. What was the amount of
$1.9 trillion COVID relief bill.
And you know what? That just goes to show you. That goes to show you how much money the government funnels.
Mm-hmm. It's just paper.
Hey, it's just paper. Like this shit. As we speaking now, trillions of dollars are being printed right now. You know what I'm saying? It's just revolving, recycling, all types of shit. Like when they get all this old money, they about to fight. Who about to fight?
Oh, missed it.
I told y'all we are live Super Bowl.
Sorry,
so we might just burp and do some shit. We already told y'all already. So we gave them the heads up already. But yeah, you know, like you get all this old money, they just get it to reserve and they burn all that shit. Money just being floated around.
We could be at our house printing money right now if we didn't let some motherfuckers tell us we can't do it.
That's facts. You know how the economy would have been booming. If
I could make
rich,
up a number and write it on some paper.
Like, you know where I want to go visit? Before I go, I got to go visit Dubai. Like, a couple of my people went to Dubai. They's like, it's so rich there. I have seen shit that I thought was mythical. Right? But they told me when they went there, no, this shit is real. Like, they got designer garbages. Everything out in Dubai is expensive.
Yeah.
And
nowhere you can go. Huh?
The cost is just the same.
I don't know how much our dollar is to theirs.
It's equivalent. It's less than 60 cent difference.
Oh, so they rich.
It costs like $10,000 just for a flight. Like,
yo,
in
Dubai.
You got to have money.
You got it, like.
Unless you're in the military, you stationed over there.
That's
lit,
true. Because you can't go to. I'm not going to go to Dubai if I don't have at least $10,000 to spend.
Yeah, that's
like,
fast.
I got to have that type of money
to spend. What you spending 10 bands on? What would you spend 10 bands on if you came to America? Out there.
Just to, because Dubai is rich. Like,
they have shit that we would never see over here, though. Like,
right.
they're like, we get designer pieces, but they get designer pieces. Like,
touchdown, 9-27, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay just going to win the Super Bowl. I'm just going to
say, if you
right
ever
now.
Bet against Brady, you stupid as fuck.
I mean, he already
unless
been the greatest.
He's
going
against
a god.
Eli.
Lowercase g. Lowercase g. He's a god, lowercase g. I got to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't call him.
No, he's a god, lowercase g. That's what it is. But what we was talking about, I don't want to get too far off the subject.
Forgot.
Oh, we talk about Dubai. Listen, I just had to tell you. I want to see if he's going to catch up. That's why I was like,
I wasn't going to catch up. Say. I wasn't.
But Dubai, yeah. You got to have at least 10. I got to have at least 10 bands in Dubai to go out there and just be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because they are very rich out there. Like, they taxis is fucking Lambos. It's crazy. Like, it's crazy in Dubai. And like, my peoples went out there, like, one of my homegirls went out there, but she's like one of those Instagram peoples and shit like that. So she had a prince pick her up. Like, everybody, all these niggas out here is princes.
Yeah.
You ain't finding no peasants out there in Dubai. You know, even if they are peasants, they probably living in some lavish
shit. I'm not
shit.
Worried.
You know what I mean?
Take me.
But in Dubai, she said the dude came and picked her up in like a Lambo.
She was an escort?
Huh? I don't care what the fuck she is. Homegirl. Shout out to her. But she's just giving me an experience. So the nigga came, picked her up in a Lambo. They went to, and then she said he had a fucking, like, a mansion, like some shit you will never think of. Took her, they went on a yacht, on a boat, sailing on a yacht. And he's just a prince, right? But he's like, she said, like, everybody on the boat was just wealthy. It's like, everybody just wealthy. Like, it just be regular people, they were just, it was wealthy. So she said she went on the boat, they went to some restaurant shit. She said the restaurant was fucking, looked like three mansions put together, the restaurant. And they ate whatever. She was like, she went outside, the garbage. All of the garbage. She's like, it was like Louis Vuitton garbages. I was like, you lying. Louis Vuitton garbage. She's like, no. She showed me the pictures. Louis, she was taking pictures crazy. The buildings. She's like, even the buildings. She was like, yo, if you come to Dubai, she didn't really have a lot of bread because she went with the prince dude. But she was like, yo, like people that go visit Dubai, they, you know, they go take the ride with
spend
the camels
all their
and
money.
Shit. No, they take the ride with the camels and yeah, I'm in Dubai. But she was like, no, if you really want to experience Dubai, you have to have money.
Right. You paying for the way that they live, not
yeah,
them.
Not them. So I'm like, yo. I was like, I got to go to Dubai. But if I ever go, I got to have at least 10 bands going.
Would you ride a camel though?
Yeah, of course. I'll ride a camel, put this shit on, take it in a grand thing. I'm in Dubai.
Yeah.
You know, but that's what a lot of people do when they go out there. You know what I mean? Because that's the, I'm not going to say the cheap alternative, but.
How much you'll pay? What's the most you'll pay to ride a camel?
To ride a camel? Most I'm paying $50. I'm not paying no more than $50 to ride a camel.
Bro, I got a real ass camel right here. You only going to pay me $50?
Yeah, $50.
I'm going to make your ass walk home.
He said 50.
Yeah, I ain't paying a lot of money. The fuck?
50, they're going to put you on a little jacket.
They're
going to put you on a jackass and say, giddy up, nigga.
Google how much is a ride a camel.
Okay.
Dubai. You know what I mean? I'm not paying more than $50 to ride a camel in Dubai. I'm sorry. That's just.
I did say I was trying to skydive for my 30th birthday over there.
Skydive in Dubai? Oh, that's some rich shit. You're going to skydive, they're going to give you a Gucci rope to fucking come out the plane. You're going to be in a Louis Vuitton plane. They're going to put you out with a Gucci rope.
I need to know that bitch work, whatever they give me.
Oh, wow.
So if Gucci,
how much is it?
To be real.
$50?
It's less than 50.
$40.
It's $40.
And for an extra $15, you can make the ride a longer desert.
Oh, look at that.
Nah,
for $50, you can ride a motherfucker camel in the box.
You're going to take me too deep in the
look
desert, bitch.
Shit.
But I'll ride this motherfucker a little bit. I go a little ways.
But that just goes to show you what I was alluding to. Like, the people that go to Dubai, if you see, like, they niggas be taking pictures on camels, nigga, that's cheap. Anybody could do that. But I'm saying,
you might as well move over there, though, shit.
No, you can't. She said to live in Dubai, if you go to Dubai, you want to really experience Dubai, you got to have bread. Like, people go as tourists, and $50 ride a camel, they taking a picture with the shit on. I'm in Dubai.
Right.
I know, nigga. I know how much you pay. Little $40, now it was $40. I know it's cheap, nigga. $40 to ride a motherfucking camel in Dubai.
So all these celebrities is out just throwing $40 around.
$40 to ride a camel.
No one of these hoes ain't asking for $40. They camels. They want to get rolled.
That's why they stay out of town. That's why they stay out of the country so they can just live cheap. Korea cheap like that too.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, Korea cheap.
You don't got no camels over there though.
They don't. They got a whole bunch of fake shit though out there. That might be tiny. But yeah, you know, Go Dubai, have a good time. Before she come on, I want to talk about this shit right here. We was talking about it in the group. This motherfucker, Timothy, what's his name?
Fucking dumbass.
Timothy Wilkes.
Yeah, let's talk.
Was in Texas doing a prank in a nigger neighborhood with some machetes in his boys, and he got shot.
Rest in peace, dumbass.
Rest in peace, dumbass.
Donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day.
Some shit, bro. Our own shit. Fucking, that's definitely, he definitely gets that shit. You walk up on me with a fucking knife, bro, you liable to catch anything I got.
Anything.
And I probably got something for you.
Hey. That's facts. Like, so, my thing was, and I was talking about it the other day, like 2 weeks ago, I was like, yo, watch a nigga get body, because I saw some shit. I don't know if it was him, but it was somebody. He was going around doing some dumb shit. I'm like, yo, and he's in black neighborhoods. I'm like, yo, babe, one of these niggas is going to die doing this shit in a black neighborhood. I said this like literally 2 weeks ago. One of these niggas is going to die. Lo and behold, Timothy Wilkes, what the fuck his name is?
Dumbass.
Timothy.
Got his stupid ass right up.
Timothy
out of
Wilkes,
right.
Fucking dumbass. Got your ass.
Sit down, nigga, to go.
In a black neighborhood at 9 something at night with machete.
I didn't know he did it at night. I didn't even know the whole story. I just know that he did what he did, and you know what I'm saying? The people he did it to.
Nigga, you a white nigga.
All this shit going on in the world. The little Cal Rittenhouse nigga running around here free, and you out here with some machete.
You out here with
play.
Machete trying to play.
And your ass got popped.
In a black neighborhood. But he got popped.
Rest
legally,
in peace,
though.
Dumbass.
Let's put that out there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He had a legal.
My mans was doing self-defense. Yeah.
Legal carry.
But you walk around with a fucking machete, bro. It's hostile times right now, anyway.
Right. But it was him and his friends.
Exactly.
But I think he was
so
the only one.
So that means y'all niggas probably out here on some I'm finna purge shit. I don't know what's going on. Back
That's
up.
That's facts.
Back up.
Update scores 9-28. Tampa Bay up 9-28.
Fuck the score. We got pressure in the house tonight.
Oh, we damn sure do got pressure.
We got pressure.
Hold on. Before she come on, can we get her a cup?
Yes.
Can somebody get my girl Tiny a cup?
Please.
Because we got a lot to motherfucking
talk
about.
We got her loose for this convo.
Yeah.
Yeah, give her a cup. Yeah, let me get that, Miss P. But before
Fill
we introduce
up,
her,
get a cup.
Her cup is going to be already laid out. So all she got to do is come, sit down, and get a motherfucking red cup.
Trap.
Pass me that cup, Trap.
While y'all doing that, let me run this word of the day for y'all. In honor
of
bro.
The word of the day.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
we don't
shit.
Have our blur here or our word here, but we still going to carry the sermon on in they name. So
this shit coming out slow as hell.
Do y'all want to guess how, you know what I'm saying, or y'all want me to just tell y'all?
No, we going to.
Tell us the word.
Tell us the word.
So the word.
We're going to act like you mook.
The word is mechanist.
Mechanist.
The word is mechanist. And it means.
I don't want your tiny too fucked up.
A mechanist, here he comes. A mechanist is the trade name for the generic chemotherapy drug, trim something with a T. It looked longer than titty, but it's a T word.
Right.
In some cases, healthcare professionals use the name when referring to the trade name mechanist. So it's a drug for chemotherapy, right?
It's a drug for chemotherapy.
That ain't how my people use it.
That ain't
how your people use it. How you use it,
Jay? Bro, standing here watching the Super Bowl, he's mad because the weekend performing, right? So he say, bro, Chris Brown should be performing, bro. I'm like, nah, I don't think he should. Don't nobody want to see that right now. He said, bro, he the most making this song maker right now. I'm like, I don't think that's how you supposed to use the word.
That's how you use the word, bro.
But the word of the day is mechanist.
Mechanist.
I had to come up with that on the fly, man. Y'all hit up my boy.
Shout out to my
Mature.
Man, Destroyer. Shout out.
Hey, the word of the day.
Word of the day. Mechanist.
The most mechanist song. What you say?
The most mechanist song maker out here.
The most mechanist
song maker out here in the game.
I ain't never heard that before, bro.
That is not a word, but it is a word today. Shout out to my man D. Toast
Shout
to you.
Out.
Black people, the only people I know that just make up words.
Just make up words. Bro, that
I
is
love
true.
Black people, bro. We be singing. You ever sing out of random? Like the last thing you said,
you
just start singing?
Of course.
I need some toothpaste.
I wish I was an R&B singer. That's what I wish. I like my favorite genre of music, R&B. I love my hip hop, you know what I'm saying? But if I could sing, boy, shit, I'd be, yo, listen.
You would
man.
Never shut
up. R&B. We having an R&B show, by the way. You know what I mean? Train Day CLT R&B show, February 15th.
Big bonies!
Yeah,
4800 Monroe Road.
Facts. Yeah,
we got Tim,
free promo.
Like, the dopest Carolina R&B artist.
Gotta find
that
me
shit.
A red dress.
Yeah, get a red dress. Like, listen, this ain't no.
Oh, y'all know, really dressing up?
No,
sure.
You dressing
Jack?
Up?
Okay.
You dressing up? My man Cole. So I told him, y'all niggas gotta wear red hard bottoms.
Yeah, you got
women wear red bottoms, whatever they got, and the dudes gotta wear hard bottoms. And we going out. This is R&B.
Well, I'm a broke bitch. I don't got red bottoms.
My nigga say he finna go get his hair
clear
flat
shoes.
Koso gonna come
okay,
in.
Okay, Cat Williams in the back.
Koso gonna come in.
He did say he gonna walk
you
in like
can't
a pill.
Be putting heat on your hair, bro. That shit damaging.
That shit damaging. Hey, yo, but yo, man, we got a very special motherfucking guest in the motherfucking building with us tonight. Let's give some table claps for Woo! Our girl, Queen Montana.
What's up?
What's happening?
We got family in the building.
Period. We are family.
This year, it's
long time no see. I ain't seen you since the Media Girls tour, for sure, for sure. Listen, but I see you.
Get your cup.
Been doing your thing.
Get,
for
make sure
you're
talking to the mic, because we're going to get right tonight.
What's it here?
Huh? Everything. Tiny. No, your name's not Tiny. Queen. We're going to talk about that too.
What's in that cup?
How that taste?
Potion.
I ain't tasted.
We not responsible for no stumbling, mumbling, fumbling, or babies.
All babies.
I got entertainers insurance.
All babies.
She said entertainers.
I like gonna play with me.
Keep your bag tight.
Listen, I ain't fuck you up too much. I ain't. Come on, just have two tips. Be alright.
Be
alright. We drove to
get. Hey, yeah, get my girl. Get my girl some water. She can take some water in between.
No, we not doing that.
It's a shot and some popsicle juice.
Y'all can take that back to the
trap. We got that on camera. How was that?
That's a trap juice.
You driving tonight too?
It's a shot and some popsicle juice.
You driving?
Yes, I'm like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I can't get a drink.
If it ain't Casamigo, I don't want it.
All right. Casamigo, get you
What's
drunk.
That? No, she don't want no water no more. She denied that
point. Yes,
no,
I do.
We good. We gonna go some
yes,
water.
Yes, I
do. All right, Jay and Sid.
Hey,
I don't do it no more. Y'all took that
so
over.
We gonna okay. introduce you. Okay, Jay, you want to start?
Here.
I'm gonna start.
Go ahead. You already right. got the momentum.
Hey, beautiful.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good, girl. What's up?
What's up? So you know how we do. We're gonna ask you our three questions.
Okay.
You ready?
What's the three questions?
We're gonna ask you who you are.
That's your mic.
Oh, okay, come on.
We're gonna ask you who you are, where you from,
and
what
the
fuck
you
do.
Oh, okay. What y'all thought I did? I like that.
We did, yeah. We
That's
did cute. Like recently at the Media Girls.
Yeah. Right
okay,
after that, sometimes.
Listen, don't act like you ain't been. We did that shit when we was at the Media Girls tour.
No, we didn't.
Y'all didn't do that?
I had I had 8 interviews that day.
Yeah. Well, right? We didn't do that?
It was cold.
I forgot.
It was a lot going on that day.
Yeah.
Y'all was out there working.
So, okay, what's the first question?
Who you are?
Who you are?
It's your girl, motherfucking Queen Montana in the building, a.k.a. Tiny Montana. You know what it is. I'm the boss of the motherfucking Carolinas.
Okay. Okay.
Ooh,
period.
Yeah. Ooh.
Where you from?
Where you from?
Charlotte, North Carolina, the folk.
Hey. And what the fuck you do?
I step on motherfucking necks.
Period.
You know what I'm talking about? On the go. Now, what's going on, though?
Nothing, man. We watching the Super Bowl.
Y'all sneaky.
I'm a sit back. I'm gonna come in later.
Why you holding that mic like that? See, you on some bullshit already.
I'm gonna sit back.
He's Uncle Ant tonight.
Aunt,
yeah. Petty with that
Uncle
trap
Aunt,
juice.
Listen, I got your punch and my punch in there. I'm sipping for the both of us tonight. Alright?
Wow. You ain't leaving this motherfucker.
I will.
Shit.
I will. I'll be out of here. Go ahead, Greg.
So I wanna know, first of all. When I first met you, you were Tiny Montana, and now you Queen Montana. So I want to know, like, what's with the name change?
I'm trying to think, should I stay on this live or should I just let them get the exclusive later?
It's up to you.
I'm going
to
let y'all get the exclusive later.
Facts.
Ooh. Sorry, live.
They got to come in. Y'all, they got to come in. Y'all with it.
Sorry, live.
So, boom, check. I was in a situation, I was in a contract, and the person that I was, the people that I was signed to, they wasn't doing shit. They gonna see the interview. I don't give a fuck. It is what it is. This is the truth.
Right.
Nobody asked
no
me.
No advisory,
but,
niggas.
That's right. Nobody asked me but y'all, so this is the first time I ever spoke on this. Oh. Nobody's ever. I'm pretty sure they gonna wonder why I did that, but this is the first time I'm speaking on it. So, it was a lot of difficulties and a lot of issues in that situation, and they was acting like they didn't want to let me out. So, I felt like, I'm going to change my fucking name. Now, I'm not tied to you.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's how it go.
That's
you know
smart.
What I'm saying? If you want to play That's dirty, smart. I'm going to play dirty too.
Right. Okay.
So, now it's Queen Montana, and it's copywritten, and it's everything is
legit.
Me.
Paperwork, right.
So, yeah. That was the situation. I had, like, 2 deals on the table, and they fucked them up. Yeah. So now I'm back on my own. It is what it is. Let's get it popping.
So you just released something. Can you tell us a little bit about the song that you just now. Yeah,
make
let's
make
out. Yeah, let's talk
like,
a little
I
bit
love
about
that song.
It.
I was inspired. I inspired myself with that. Make it make sense. A lot of people say that. I say it a lot. So I kept saying it one day, and I kept saying, "Damn, I'm just about to make a song out of this shit because I keep saying it."
Right.
But from my situation, like the shit that I was going through with them, it didn't make sense.
Right.
So let's make it make sense.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's the name of my single, and it's on iTunes right now.
Yo, where they find it at?
Down to load this on all platforms. It's Queen Montana. Make it make sense.
Period.
Make it make sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that song is fire.
Yeah,
it is. And I tell artists all the time, I want to dive in just a little bit more about in the situation, because I think that for the most part it's educational for a lot of artists. You know, shout out to my man Koso Sadiddy, Riser artist out here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Y'all need to get some shit together. This thing is hard.
Okay.
But, you know, it's educational at the same time, because me being an artist, and I'm not an artist, no style, I'm old. Me being into the music scene and telling artists how to take care of their business, and sometimes you don't see eye to eye with what you may feel like you want to do. The people that you're assigned with or who's controlling your music may see it differently. So I just want to dive into that just a little bit more, like, you know, the situation, you know, as far as your name is concerned. So let's dive deeper into that. Like, why, what made you change your name? Did they have rights to I Am Tiny Montana? So you like, they're like, well, you can't do shit because I own a name anyway. So what was the, you know,
behind
that?
Yeah, that was kind of one of the reasons why. I mean, they didn't say that, but I'm not slow.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I didn't want to get too far away from the Montana thing because I built that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to stay like, so it's kind of like going from little to big.
Right.
So it's like, mm-hmm.
Didn't I say
queen.
That?
So yeah. That's kind of what I did. So yeah. That's why I chose Queen.
Mm-hmm. So did they own the rights to the name?
I own the rights. I have copyright. I own Tiny Montana.
Right.
But because I'm signed to him, technically I'm signing that over. You understand what I'm saying?
He never
copyrighted Tiny Montana. I already had that. He never did that. So it's a lot of half-stepping in that situation. You know
okay.
What I'm saying? So like, because of that, I mean, sue me.
Right.
So it's kind of like she making music, but she not making music as Tiny Montana, so she's not under that contractual obligation. She's making music as Queen Montana, who is a separate entity that's not tied to nobody.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's smart. Checkmate, bitch.
Genius. Yeah, I was just about to say, bro. So talk about that, though. Can you talk about that for real? And like drop some gems, because I feel like that's hella knowledge to have, to be able to know that that's a finesse and where you can get back. So talk about how big it is when you are signing contracts and knowing what your rights are versus what they can tell you.
Yeah,
to.
You mm-hmm. really have to read and then get lawyers and stuff like that. I thought that what I was reading was, you know, I'm smart. So I thought maybe like, oh, okay, this is it. Okay, yeah, all right. But then when I got my lawyer to look at it, he was just like, oh.
This shit all fucked up.
He was like, oh, this is words like perpetuity. And you never supposed to sign shit that has those type of words.
Yeah, I was about to say, I heard that. Yeah. You never signed that.
Get into that, but I didn't see those words until it was like page 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Right.
So I was like, what the fuck? This is in here like 12 times. Hold on, this is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm like, sue me.
Right.
Because if that goes to court, I'm not the person they're going to look at crazy.
Right.
They're going to look at you because you have to prove how you can own somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and that's how I said, I like this part right here, and I'm glad Koso, my man Koso, is here. And just, you know, the artists that we come around, and I always tell these guys, yo, make sure your business is taken care of first. Because, you know, you say you had this contract. Did you have anybody there that was like your advisor that said, hey, you know, because I always tell artists, you got to build your team up, right? And an advisor is a key person, somebody that knows the lingo. So before you sign any contract, send it to your advisor, let them look at it, and they could have caught all those words and shit like that. So did you have somebody at that time to look over that?
I did not.
See?
Artists. I did not.
Artists.
Everybody,
it's a learning lesson, though. Yeah.
It's a learning lesson,
right?
As long
growth.
As you learn from it and you know not to make those mistakes again, it's okay.
Because
everybody done made mistakes in here.
Mm-hmm.
And take you from tiny to queen.
Hey, we all human.
And I was about to say, you were blessed because you found a way to still maneuver that situation to where you still come out on top at the end.
Absolutely.
So
right.
A lot of people can't do that.
Yeah.
That's
right.
What's up. Respect.
Let me holla at her right quick. You know, usually once, like, we play this game called hit it and quit it, right?
Okay.
And I'm trying to hit it or see if you're going to hit it and quit it. So basically, you know what I'm saying?
What was he about to say?
The cameraman cut that shit out. You feel me? But now, one of the questions I'll be is, you know, Valentine's Day coming up.
Okay.
So this ain't really a hard question, but what kind of bag you want for Valentine's Day?
I want another Dior bag.
I feel that. See? Listen, yeah. Queen Montana, she's simple. She's like one Dior bag. You know, she ain't $50,000. She like 30.
Because Dior, that's shit I buy myself. So like,
Facts. I feel it. That's smooth. A Dior bag. That's easy. I'm going to put that in the notes later. So I got down. I'm going to ask you three of them.
Listen,
I'm
going to ask you three. You miss 100% of the shots?
You don't take.
Dior bag. Hey, I'm trying to be reasonable so with down. Niggas because.
I'm Marino in this motherfucker. Hold on. Let me drop back and work. But damn. So the second question I'm going to ask you is what's your inbox looking like?
Oh, God.
What's the wildest message you got in your inbox?
The wildest one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, y'all. Referring to what?
It's a yo, what's situation. Your definition just, of what's the wild? Yeah.
No, I'm like, what's the topic that we're speaking on? Like,
the wild, when you looked at your phone and was like, this song, what the fuck?
Your wildest yeah, fucking bro,
whatever
DM
your
you
definition
got.
Definition of wild is.
Y'all, I done seen everything, so I can't really say what's the wildest. I can't. Oh, like, some shit in there.
I done heard Shorty say niggas shit. Be sending them booty pics. I done heard like niggas sending women booty pics. I done heard a lot of shit.
So. A lot of shit. Yeah.
I just you feel me? Whatever your definition is. My block list is so long, dog. I just say that. My block list is mad long because of facts. Shit like that.
Facts.
It is. So it's kind of regular after a while. You like. Meat meal and I don't know what the fuck.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
I mean,
hold on.
Booty, so why wouldn't you know that if it's
right.
An acid?
Oh, because I'm here sharing this live and shit. I just heard meat meal. I'm like, you just not going to deny, like, meat meal is in your
not
DMs
that.
And shit.
Yeah, sending booty pics?
Meat meal.
I thought she said meat.
I thought she said meat
was sending her booty pics.
I almost dropped my phone.
I just listened to Dream Chasers yesterday.
First of all, if meat meal sent me a mother. Hold on. I'm calling his phone. I'm calling yo. The Instagram like, bro. Hey,
Meek, I was about to drop
Meek
my phone on her
your phone, bro. Trust
else, but
me.
I'm calling him. No.
Meek, answer the line. It's business.
Yeah, you gotta pick up because you ain't gonna
like,
do that.
Like, what the fuck?
It's business. Well, check me out, yo. My third question. I'm gonna make it awkward for real. What's the last thing you put in your mouth that wasn't food or a blunt?
That wasn't food
or a blunt.
Toothbrush.
She thought of that shit real quick. She right, quick, fast, right? She like, hold on. Boom, boom. Toothbrush. She was on that. She probably knew.
I appreciate like, you for playing, because that's all I got. That was a smart answer, though.
I brush my teeth. I'm just saying.
Smart answer.
Listen. All right, so let's get into the nitty gritty, right? Shout out to Cardi B. I got a shout out to Cardi. Shout out to all our people over there. Classic Coco. Yeah, what up, Classic Coco? What up, who's that?
Demi
K. Sniff. I can't go up and see the rest
yeah,
of y'all.
Yeah.
So shout. Okay, Dot. What up, K. Dot? You're
what up?
What up? What up? What up? What up? You know, shout out to all of y'all. But Cardi B came out with a song, right? It's up and it's up and it's up and it's stuck, right? So everybody know the song. The shit is just charting crazy. People going crazy and shit like that, right? So then I'm chilling, right? I get a DM. I ain't gonna say their name because they sitting right next to me. Yo, fuck. No, she didn't say fuck that song. She said, what you said verbatim? You was like, that song, something, something. I forgot
that
what you said.
Familiar shit.
She said something that rose my whiskers. So I'm like, what she talking
what?
About?
Wait,
talking
wait,
about?
Wait.
Hold on. I'm like, what you talking about? Rose my whiskers.
What I said, to be honest.
You said something. Hold on. Let's go to the DMs.
Yeah, go to the DMs.
Let's go to the DMs.
Let's be accurate.
I don't want to,
what I said.
Give out false information.
Yeah. I'm going to just point out from my point of view, bro. The song sound awfully similar. Because
I see him do something, so that's why I wouldn't.
Right. Because yeah. I posted the song. It was like late at night. Right? It was like, I forgot what time it was. Damn, I don't remember the shit. But it was, damn, I got
to
find it.
I think wait, I said something about like, it don't sound familiar to you or something like that. It was something like that. I was
okay,
like,
hold on. I got it right here.
Performed it with Stunner.
I got it right here. Is it?
I had seen the video.
She
like
okay, yeah, here you go. Verbatim like, with her text.
Don't try to put me on black flame.
Ain't shit dope about that song Cardi dropped. She stole the hook from me. So I woke up, I was like,
oh, roast his whiskers.
And not her.
Yeah, his whiskers up now.
Huh?
Let's rephrase that.
Fuck that
not
shit.
Her team.
Yeah, her team. Her right, because we know Cardi B doesn't write.
Yeah, let's do that.
So I saw that. I was like, what the fuck she talking about? Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is Queen Montana. What you talking about? So I go, and I see the joint. It's crazy. I remember when she did the song with Stunna. I saw you post it on your page, but I didn't put two and two together at that time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm like, all right, let me do some research before I hear her back. Let me see what the fuck she's talking about. So I was like, mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Then I hit you up. I just peeped it. Want to talk about it?
And then I said dope to you because you was like, dope. This is what he said to this. He was like, dope, da-da-da-da-da-da. He was posting it and said something about being dope. And I was
yeah, because
like,
we media, so, you know, we got to, you know.
I said, it's nothing dope. No, the song is actually dope. I like the song. I'm going to be, let me rephrase this shit, okay? Because it's not like that.
Yeah, because you know we're going to take the juiciest shit.
I was being attacked. I didn't even say nothing. First of all, I didn't even peep this. This whole situation came from my fans peeping it before me. Mm-hmm. I was in the club. Like in a hookah spot, chilling. I wasn't on my damn phone looking at no videos and can't hear in there. You know what I'm saying? So I see my Instagram like going off and then people was jumping in my inbox. Then my homegirl called me. Then right after she called me, my lawyer called me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why the fuck is everybody calling me like that? So I'm picking up the phone. I run to the bathroom like, what's the problem? Like, why y'all calling me like that? They're like, yo, did you listen to the song? What song? Like, Cardi song. It's called Up. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. And my best friend was like, okay, I'm not telling you shit. Just go listen to it.
Right.
She's like, call me back. So I listened to it, and I was like, oh, this shit hard. I'm about to repost this shit. When
right.
When it first came on. Mm-hmm. When she got to the hook, I said,
oh, this is why they hit me up. Right.
And I was like, oh, why? Okay. That's something. Somebody wrote that.
Right.
That's the first thing I said to myself. Somebody wrote that. I was like, okay, y'all. Somebody wrote that. But what happened was people started to going to her page and like
attacking her. Yeah.
Right.
I didn't say nothing to nobody about that. They was doing that on their own because these people know me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So then somebody was like, oh, they deleting the comments. They deleting comments. You know, when you have people that care about you or support you, they when they see a situation going on, they going to want to go to war behind you because they feel like it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? While they hearing me, I'm like, y'all, okay, it does sound. But I had to keep listening. Y'all ain't gonna lie. And this is my song that I have called Up.
Right.
So, but I
wait, it was the same exact title?
Yeah, I mean, it had the same title.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
My shit is called Up.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Her shit is called Up. So shit. I kind of was just like, whatever. But I was like, nah, I need to go listen again.
Right.
Because I think they tripping.
They tripping, right. Right.
And this is me telling, I'm saying I'm thinking that they tripping. And this is my song. Like, that sounds like it. I'm like, oh, they tripping. Whatever. I listened to it again. I was like, no. I was like, hold on, wait. No, somebody not tripping. So then it just kind of went off from there. And like, it was like baffling that night. But when I went to sleep and I woke up, my phone was like, I thought my phone was broke.
That's when the blogs started reposting.
That's when the blogs started reposting.
I got wind of it.
Right.
And, I was like,
and Twitter was going up about it too. Like,
I didn't even touch that surface.
Right.
All I was on was Instagram. Instagram was enough for me. I didn't even ever go to Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then like, not even a couple hours with me being woke, I was on Hollywood Unlocked. And I was like, I never talked to y'all people.
Right.
Why y'all saying that I said this? Right. I never talked to y'all.
Right.
I put on my story, it sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put after that, I do look up to her, you know what I'm saying? But like, it's not her, it's the writer.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been saying this from the jump, like, it's not her, it's the writer. I don't have no problem with her. I actually support her, been supporting her, like her and all that.
Right.
But I'd be pussy if I don't say nothing about the fact that this shit sounds,
just like my song.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I'm not going to let nobody just step on me. It's not about her. It's more about the principle.
The business.
Right.
Because people do this all the time, though.
That's and that's
right.
People don't stand do it up to me.
Right.
Now, granted,
so maybe they didn't personally attack me, but you got to kind of do your research. So it is what it is. Now I'm getting attacked. So that's why I started posting on my page. I'm getting attacked by all her fan pages.
Right.
They in my DM saying the craziest shit. Like, my DM, I don't even know if my DM can take no more people. It's how many people was in my DM. So I'm like, now I'm getting so aggravated because I'm from the West Side. So I'm like, hold on. I'm trying to be cordial about this shit, but I got to say something. So I'm like, hold on. Y'all, this is my song. Y'all attacking me like, that ain't your song, bitch. Who are you? You're nobody. Yeah. You're trying to clap face.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? This is it. I know it's the internet. It is what it is. So I didn't respond to nobody. Mm-hmm. I let them pop that shit about me. And I low-key was laughing half of the time because y'all not in my face. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just some internet gangsters, whatever y'all want to be. But
right.
I just got frustrated and was like, I got to say something because people are like, oh, you just ain't going to say that? You just going to let her take your shit? Mm. You just going to sit there?
Hyped you up.
You ain't going to up, right. No, it was like thousands of people saying that one thing.
Right.
Yeah. Then I had, not to be, because I'm not in the mix of none of that messy shit, but I'm just keeping it real with y'all. Now I got Nicki fans like, we fuck with you. Hold on. I'm not
I don't
in
got
the
shit
mix
to
of
do
of
with
that.
That. Yeah.
Y'all trying to put me, I'm not responding to none of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because like, I fuck with the both of them. So it's like, hey, I'm trying to get up there. I'm not trying to be stuck to the bottom because of this shit. You know what I'm saying? So like, I just said what I said and I only was referring to the fact that this is my song. I wrote my shit, man. I went in that booth on off the top of my head.
Right.
I did my shit. I ain't heard nobody else's song out here. I don't even listen to motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I don't listen to the radio. Mm-hmm. I listen to me and maybe like a couple other niggas that I fuck with. Like Jay Hines and Tootsie.
Shout out to Jay Hines. Word.
Baby. And I listen to like Summer Walker and a couple other rappers that I know personally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't listen to no motherfucker body from wherever the hell they from.
Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't hear that from nobody. That's the honest to God truth. I went in there, heard the beat, and I was like, because I already said, oh, this shit up. This shit hard. Mm-hmm. And my engineer was like, yeah, it is up. Yeah, I was like, yeah, nigga, and it stuck. And he was like, and put that on there.
Right.
See,
put
that's
that
how
on
that
there.
Happened. See?
Right.
So it ain't had nothing to do with nobody else. So, of course, if somebody come out with a song, and it ain't about the saying, because everybody, they harassing me about that, too. It's a popular phrase. It's a okay, listen. It is. But it becomes personal when somebody puts their own cadence to it and they do their own way of saying shit.
Mm.
Right.
It don't matter.
Right.
If somebody come and say they shit called no advisory and it look like this.
Right.
You'll be like, hold the fuck up.
Nigga, I got paperwork.
You can be no advisory, right. But you can't look like this.
Right.
It's
fact.
A difference.
Yeah.
It's a lot of people say no advisory.
Yeah.
But you're not about to look like this and say it too.
Right.
It's a it's the principle about it. The shit sound just like it.
Right, and I was going to say that, like, because compared to, like, when we were talking about this earlier, it's like, there's a lot of people that's coming out the Woolworth right now, like, yo, I got up, I got stuck, it stopped, stuff, whatever the case may be, but I didn't hear all of these songs, but some of them are just phrases, some of them are songs, and it don't sound nothing like it.
Nothing at
yours
all.
Is the by far closely resembles exactly what Cardi B has, you know what I'm saying? So what do you say to the people that's you alluded to, like, that say, y'all, she clout chasing. She trying to get some shit off of Cardi B. What do you say? Because there's a ton of people that's saying that. So what do you say to those people?
I already said it. Clout chase for what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that.
Well, right. Clout chasing for?
Yeah.
If I was a clout chase, I would have been on.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Period. I get it out the mud on my own. I don't do that. Like, I support people.
Right.
Especially women. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no reason to be like, oh, bitch, you da-da-da-da-da so I can give me some money. I have been had money.
Right.
Yeah. I walked up in this motherfucker with a Dior bag and some Dior shoes on.
My nigga said,
I been had
I
money. I got a Rolex.
Yeah.
I ain't famous yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, let's not do that. Like, I got a $700 week on. I'm not cloud chasing. What? For what? It's not that. It's the writers. It's the issue. And it's the fact that it just sounds so close.
That's so it. Close.
I didn't ask for all this attention.
Right.
It just came like that.
Yeah. And you know what I think?
And it came on the day I dropped my single.
Drop your single. And that's a perfect promo. Yeah. But you know what I think?
I didn't ask for
where it came from.
Make sense. It's like, what's up?
Yeah.
But you know what I think it came from? Because, you know, you had the original song. Then you threw Stunna, shout out to Stunna. You threw him on a remix.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all was performing and shit.
Yes.
So that's why I think where it came from. Because, you know, they probably was like, yo, she got traction with this song.
Right.
Already she got Stunna for Vegas on there, which is a top tier artist. You know, one of her riders probably like, yo, we need to get this shit now while people know it. Let's take this shit because it's Cardi B. Right. So if anybody say whatever, you Cardi B.
Yeah.
Right. That's why I was like, anybody that come out with a song is up in the stuff, whatever, right now, stop it. Throw that shit in garbage or trash.
Even when Cardi went live and tried to explain her timeline,
mm-hmm.
she's still wrong. Like, she was on live.
But we're not going to say
no,
Cardi.
She's not wrong.
We're going to say her
she
writing.
She's right about
writing
what she's
in August, though.
That's fine.
You had already came out with that song
in March.
Before that. That's what I'm saying. So,
But I posted it in May.
Right.
Right.
It was already out there.
Yeah,
that's
and that's
saying,
cool,
so.
But she just speaking what she feel like is right.
Right,
she's
right.
She's speaking what she knows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And on her behalf, that's what happened.
Right.
She worked on her shit in August. Yeah. You feel me? True. However they worked on it, they worked on it in August.
Yeah.
And they did it. And that's it.
Right.
She's going to fire her writers after this.
No, but this is what I tell artists all the time, and this goes to as far as, like, your publishing, right? And, you like, say if you write a song, you know, submit that shit because this way this protects you, mm-hmm. right? So if any event this shit happens, but hold up, you know what I mean? I need percentages of that because it's already, I own the rights to that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, so I always tell artists all the time, you know, this is the music business. Is you know, you want to do music, you want to do all that shit, that's cool. But always make sure your business is taken care of because, you know, the tier of artists that has all the money and the lawyers that they do, they're going to go and feed off all the upcoming artists and take all they shit. Because this is not the first time shit like this happened.
No.
Artists do this shit all the time. Big artists do this shit all the time.
It has and to a lot of people.
Right.
About other people, mm-hmm. other artists that stole their music.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't responded to nothing.
I was about to say, I put them on a block list too. I'm not answering this shit. I don't want to talk about that right now.
I mean, but.
Block.
No, but this, let me say something about that. It's not that they're trying to, like, ride a wave.
Mm-hmm.
They're just speaking on it because it has happened to them.
Right.
It's like somebody saying, hey, I want to put my story out there because you are being exposed to something happening to you or right. what they think is happening to me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So they just like, oh, let me tell you what they did to me. Let me tell you what such and such did to me. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
this shit is wild. But, hey, it is what it is.
Right.
It's what happens. I guess this is what comes with it. But for the record, I didn't go looking for it.
Like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Last time I seen you, bro, you was at the Out the Mud concert, in Salisbury. Then I heard you was on the road. I think you was with Social Currency, if I'm not mistaken.
Shout out to Social Currency. Shout out to all the motherfuckers over there.
I happened to see them bump into them.
Oh,
LA.
You ran into them in LA?
I was already doing
okay.
my own thing
so,
out there. Yeah.
So let's talk about that because, you know, shout out to my man, King Carter, man. You know, real
definitely.
Good dude. You know, and I always rep. You know, I just rep good music. I've been fucking with you for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So when we had the first initial conversation when we interviewed Carter, I was like, yo, who's on your radar, right? Mm-hmm. So he mentioned, you know, at the time, Tiny Montana, mm-hmm. right? So I was like, yeah, she bubbling out here. Because I think I mentioned you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, let's correct that. I was like, yo, you know, what about Tiny? He's like, yeah, Tiny moving out here. So I was like, okay, mm-hmm. he's on the radar. And then they was all here, you know what I mean? Talk to Social Currency.
Yep.
And your name came up again. Mm-hmm. But it was in more of in-depth conversation as yeah, you might be signing because somebody came and was like, yo, yeah, they signed Tiny Montana. I was like, oh, word, they did. Yeah. Hold up, what when the fuck this shit happened?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't, I was
people
like,
just be making up their own, like,
but what's the relationship there? Because
what
with you and Social Currency, or would you even partner yourself with Social Currency? Yes, because it was in my ear. Niggas
that is a good one, though.
Niggas
so,
hit the inbox up. Is Tiny, what's the situation with Social Currency?
I've been telling them, yeah, oh, yeah, she, yeah.
How
Tiny, you talking about Tiny with, yeah. And then the name changed, so it's a good question.
What's the
though.
Situation?
Nothing. It's not a situation with Social
Currency. So you didn't have any talks or nothing with them?
No.
Okay.
Well, shit, my question was, you
wait,
know
hold on, hold on. See, it's that woman eye right there. You saw that?
No, I'm serious.
Oh, okay. Can you know how the woman is like, no.
Because I'm trying to figure out, I'm looking like crazy as hell because I'm like, where y'all get that from?
Listen, people be in a no advisory inbox with a whole bunch of shit. A lot of shit I ignore. Certain shit I go through. I'll be like, that looks credible.
Revenue and Daoud, King Carter, those are my brothers. Sporty Odie, they're my brothers. They support me. I support them.
So would you ever, like, work with them as far as, like, them, you being under Social Currency? Or was there every, or the better yet, was there ever any talks about you being with Social Currency?
No. Okay. Never talks about never it. Talks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we debunked that. So whoever came in the No Advisory DM and telling me this dumb shit, go check your fucking sources. Because I asked her the question, motherfuckers.
I thought they
asked her the question and she just vehemently denied it.
Yeah.
So stop coming in our DMs asking me that dumb shit. I'm sorry.
No cap. No
I had to ask you. You know what I mean? And I had to address the motherfuckers in the DMs because she get on my nerves. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
My fault. So, my question, though, was, you know what I'm saying? You traveling around, doing your thing, everything. You definitely got the rebrand going. How big is it for you? Like, do you feel like that's a personal, I guess, sign of your growth to see that you come from where you come from and now you got, I guess, good trouble with problems like you having to fight with battles like Cardi B for, you know what I'm saying, shit like this? Like, does it feel like a goal or like a sign of growth for you?
A goal?
No, I mean, like, not like a goal, but I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you come from where you coming from, and now you waking up to bullshit about somebody like Cardi B stealing your song or sounding like you in a song. You feel me? So how does that make you feel as an artist, like your impact? You know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily does it feel like a goal. Just how big does that make you feel?
I mean, it's like a 50-50 thing. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of, it's like bad and good. You get what I'm saying? Because
right.
I don't want to be, of course, as a human being, I don't want to be looked at like I'm doing something intentionally to somebody who I looked up to. You
right.
get what I'm saying? So I didn't want it to be like that, because I'm looking at it like, damn, I got the traffic, but at the end of the day, it's because of this. So yeah. It's kind of like good and bad. You know what I'm saying? I wish that people would just look at me for who I am and the artist that I am.
Right.
And from this, not use this like, oh, you won't cloud us, because that's not what that is. It's, it came to me. I didn't look for it. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's like, now that the platform is there, like, I just want to keep making music, build my brand, and keep going up.
Right.
That's all I want to do.
I feel like that's a hella sense of direction. Like, me knowing, like, I just made a song, and
now I do feel like I'm always onto something. I'm always on the right path.
Yeah.
I feel like that. Due to that, I do feel like that, because,
right.
you know, it is what it is. But I feel like that.
So what's the backup plan, right? Because I like to ask this question because, you know, as any profession that you do, you feel like, yo, I'm going to make it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, as years goes by, you be like, damn, I'm doing the same shit. Like, damn, shit, is this shit really for me? Like, what's the, not saying, because to me, you're an incredible artist. Like, every artist that I come and go, y'all niggas, y'all better make it. If not, I'm going to fuck y'all up. But what's the backup plan? Like, because I know we had Jada Dawn. Shout out to Jada Dawn. She's an incredible artist. She's coming up, incredible artist. But she do lashes and shit. So she's like, you know, I do lashes and shit like that. What's the backup plan? Just in case.
I have two companies already.
What are they?
I sell hair. My hair page is called Amavi Couture.
Oh. Wait, hold on. Say that name again.
Amavi Couture.
Amavi.
And it's copywritten. You know what I'm saying?
Spell that.
You niggas ain't.
It is. Amavi.
Where that name come from? Big, where that come from?
No, it doesn't.
Look at Jay.
Oh, it's a
you saw Jay with the eyes. Amavi and shit?
Means like big love dog. And like good energy. That's what Amavi means.
Oh, that's just
like Amavi Couture. I like,
so
that's
like
some high fashion.
Good
shit.
Hair.
Like, yeah,
I got that Amavi hair, bitch. The fuck you talking about?
Okay.
You got sass.
The bitch for me.
That's how y'all talk. But go ahead.
Yeah, I have a I'm relocating my store and I'm upgrading to a salon.
Okay.
So I had a store for like a year. I don't know why. I don't talk about it like that, but I do tag my hair page. And when I take pictures and shit like that, I always tag them. I always tag it. But,
all right. Amavi Couture, like that. What's the other one?
Ladies go
you said two.
Well, it's I'm doing real estate things.
Oh, this is y'all need to link then.
For sure.
Yes. I'm trying to finish that up.
No, don't, no trying. A wise man told me take out trying. There you go.
Yeah.
Take out trying.
By next year, I'm going to own some apartment buildings.
Audience question. You got to get a mic if you're going to ask a question. Okay, my man.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
First of all, I've been DJing for 28 years, and I am a fan. I'm definitely a fan. I don't know you, but I always see you either at a show or in the studio. So my question is, your song, Tell 'Em. Like, is this on the Tiny Montana or on the Queen Montana?
It's on the Tiny Montana because it came out before.
Shot me.
These situations. Yeah. He say
that is one of my favorite songs. I hate to cut you off. Oh, God.
But you know what's crazy?
I'm telling you straight up.
Let me make you feel a little more at ease about that situation. I had that song way before I signed. So only thing that matters is the shit that I did while I was signed.
While you were signed, right.
I never released that. Fully that Tell 'Em song.
Now,
so I can re-release that Tell 'Em song.
Now, before, because I just want to just to educate people a little bit too, as far as masters is concerned. So anything under them, they own the masters.
Yeah, you're right.
So okay, I just want to make y'all artists aware of that. No, because I'm heavy in this music shit, so I know a lot of this
shit. Period.
So
okay, yeah. I'm almost done. So with that being said, the DJs love that fucking song. So please do not forget about it and just act like it don't exist. One.
Right.
Two. Okay. Well, I want to know why you on the show. What is the single that you're concentrating on now, and what is the way that you plan on getting it to the DJs?
Make It Make Sense, of course, is my single right now. I'm pushing that. I already sent out a DJ service package to a couple of DJs. I just got to get everybody the information. I've been out, like, going to the hookah spots and to the clubs where DJs that's familiar with me know me. And I just, you know, I take care of them and make sure they play my shit. I really don't have to tell them to do that shit, because when I walk in, shout out to all the DJs in Charlotte. Like, they fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to DJs in Charlotte.
In the Carolinas, period. But hey, especially in the city, like, when I walk in, they be like, oh, Tiny Montana, the motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. They hit my shit. So it's like, that's
tell them to say Queen Montana.
Yeah, I am.
Yes.
It's queen. A queen thing
it's
now.
It's a queen thing now. You know, facts.
Little to be. Beat down, beat draws.
You.
That's
the elevation. I knew it.
Yep.
I told you.
That's all it is.
Shit, shout out. Yeah. So let me ask you. Okay? I guess my last question would be, when did you know
shit
that you had officially, like, you was that nigga, or do you feel like you made it yet? Like, do you feel like you reached that point yet? Like, when did you know, like, all right, now I'm really there. Like, now I can, I'm finna take off.
I felt like that like a year ago.
Why?
Because of me growing. And at first, I wasn't consistent. I wasn't, like, steady with my music shit. So people can be like, oh, she been rapping for a long time, but you can't really say that I was consistent, because I right. had other shit going on. You yeah. know what I'm saying? And the mix of every time I was trying to get shit going, it was something that had happened or mm-hmm. something. And I feel like I cleared my slate within a year or two. I say 2 years, actually. It's mm-hmm. been 2 years. And I feel like I got all the unnecessary shit and people away from me. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like I'm really where I need to be.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I can keep going on the level that I've been supposed to have been on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now is the time.
So what you going to do about that song? Because, I mean, like I was telling, you know, shout out to K Digital. And it was a young lady by the name of Susie. Right, and hold on, let's play it. Let's play it. I'm gonna play it, cause this is fuck it. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you say I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't. I told Kay this shit. I'm like, hey, you know I'm up front, nigga. So this is this girl named Big Sue.
That shit sound like her. We know where they got it from.
All right, so.
Don't really right. got that many that much claim really to the song.
But I was saying, I was like, yo, I text Kay. I was like, yo, Kay, you need to trash that song, right? Because, and I was like, I'm going to tell Tanya the same thing, right? Because I'm like, but her song got a notable artist on it. So I'm like, because Cardi B came out with it, and we all know Cardi B's stature. Any song that comes out now is up in the stuck. You might as well trash it mm-hmm. because it ain't going to go nowhere, right? But Tiny shit is the one that resembles this most, but you have Stunner on it. So my question to you is, what are you going to do with the song?
What you think I'm going to do with the song?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
What I'm gonna do with the song.
Re-release that bitch.
She is releasing the shit.
If it's up, then it's
stuck. My girl, Montana is releasing the motherfucking song. I know, but you know what? And I was like, and Kay was like, don't ask her that. I'm like, there's no advisory. And I'm going
to
ask
that.
I
don't have no dates to get y'all. I'm like, shit. As long as you know.
So you're going to release the actual, we're going to say remix because it got Stunna on it.
Nope.
So you're going to release the original song and then release the one with Stunna or no? It was the
you got to do a new TikTok
to it.
Stunna's
already paid for that song. That song is being released.
So it's being released.
Not right now.
Not right
you
now.
You got to make another TikTok to it. I seen the first one, but you got to make another TikTok to it.
Yeah. I didn't see the TikTok.
It was right after some shit. Out the mud. I have fucked around and just seen it on Instagram.
So, audience question. Would you ever be willing to put in Cardi on the remix of your song or being on the remix of Cardi's song?
For her to get on my song.
She do that, I'm in your DM before that happens. Take me with you.
This where I'm going to be messy. Who verse going to be harder, though?
Take me with you.
It don't matter.
Of course.
Still going to be a hard ass song.
Montana shit going to be way crazy.
It don't matter who verse
going to be. That don't matter. As long as she graced it.
I mean, I feel like that would be a good solution. Like,
I'm going to talk my shit.
You hop on my remix, I hop on your remix. We're just going to release a remix. And that way, we both going to have our remixes and we both going to be on each other's song. And that's going to be the end of it. We're going to go about our day.
That's fact.
So who's the females that you are watching now? And if a female now that's in the industry hits you up, who would you do a collab with?
Well, me and Chameleon talk a lot. That's my sister. That's like, you know.
I'm out the loop. Who's that?
She's a rapper.
Oh, you know her? Chameleon, she's popping.
It's so much fucking rappers, Montana. It's so much fucking rappers. I can't keep up. Like, she popping?
My bitch working.
What's her name?
I'm about to show you her Instagram.
She verified?
Okay. Is that all you care about?
Huh?
Is that all you care about?
I'm like one of the social media people.
Don't do her like
how many followers you got?
She got less than 1,000 followers.
How many followers you got?
But yeah, I fuck with her. So,
let me see. Yeah, you put me on. You know what I'm saying? Every day. It's Chameleon.
She got the twerk song.
Yeah. Okay.
Twerk for me.
It's so much songs.
It's so much
songs. Okay. Icon. Okay. Yeah. I'm married. I can't look at her no more. Stop.
Yeah. That's.
All right.
That's her.
That's her. So you got a song with her?
No, we don't have a song yet.
Oh, yeah.
Song.
Okay.
We're going to do a song. All right. Real soon.
See how people try to set you up? Yeah, try to twist your words around. Okay. So you got a song with her?
We in media. We always got to, you know, throw some shit out there.
Or whatever you want to throw.
You know what I'm saying? To make it.
Pat it down and catch it. Shit. Okay.
So I saw that you was recently looking for a manager. Right?
I was about to say a man.
No. Nah.
No, Jay.
She can't find
Jay. Let me go to the bathroom.
I ain't about to play
too ready. He too ready.
Man, I'm ready.
I don't think she's going to have any problems doing that. Like, he really going to the bathroom, too. No, but we saw that you're really looking for a manager. So, what when you say manager, right, because, you know, certain people, or certain artists look for managers, is I always say they look for, like, well, maybe a couple of things, but the two main things. Mm-hmm. Either if the manager has money, or either the manager has enough connect. So, what is most important to you? A manager that has the money to send you wherever you got to go, any feature that you got to get, or a manager that has connects? Who are you looking for?
A manager that has connects.
Okay. That's a great answer. I was hoping you said that answer.
Yeah, because I get money. That's cool. I've been doing this shit by myself the whole time anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, of course, but what's more important is that somebody with good relationships and good connects. Because regardless, if he have steady relationships and good connects, he could always go get the bag for me.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's more about connections.
Right. Right. No, I was going to say I feel that because I was talking with one of my guys, and he was like, yo, you got my, you know, Montana coming on to the show. I'm like, yeah. He was like, yeah, be following me, blah, 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 whatever it may be. But he was just talking about in terms of he saw the post. Well, I refer that post to him because I know he has great connects. Mm-hmm. So I told him to come through today. You know, you may know if I say the name. I don't want to say the name because he would say he was going to come through, but he said he didn't come through. He said, yeah, I had history. I'm going to say the name. Fuck it. No one bothers me. Free Will. He manages Jada Don right now. Free Will.
No. You don't know. Show me his Instagram.
I gotta go through all that shit.
Yeah, I did it.
Damn. Shit.
Your turn.
Shit. All right, let me tell you. But anyway, you know, he was saying, you know, because I think that he has the connects that, and I was like, I'm hoping that you say connects because, you know, if you say the money, boom, 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 that's cool, but the connects is more important, but the relationships is more important. Mm-hmm. But I was saying this because, you know, shout out to my man Koso over there as well. Oh, let me get the fuck out this song. I'm sorry. Let me go to it. Yeah, that's facts. You know,
I definitely shout out my boy Koso, by the way.
Him right here. Free Will. Go through his page. I don't know if he has any pictures of him himself, literally.
You say he manages who?
He manages Jada Don.
Who's that?
Huh? That's her right there. You went to her page?
Yeah, I just clicked it.
Okay. Yeah, that's Jada Don. They was on the show, 2 weeks ago? But Free Will, I was like, yo, he's a, you know, I like what he does. He just linked up Jada Don with Luke Nasty, who was supposed to be on the show and all that shit, whatever. Okay. But you know, as far as manager wise, I was, you know, I was saying that I'm glad that you picked somebody that you said has connects over the money, because I think the connects is way important. Way important than money. I'm just rambling right now. I'm waiting for somebody to fucking pick me up, but none of y'all motherfuckers is picking me up.
Well, shit, I was about to say.
All right, good.
Oh my god, he dropped it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you good?
No, we said that during the. We said that we gave everybody a shit in the before you came. It was like, yo, we may spurt out some Super Bowl shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Take another one home.
Yeah, he about to take another one home. Yeah, shout out to Tom Brady about to win his fucking seventh championship. Right. Anyway.
Right. That bet against.
Shout out to everybody who's sick right now.
That bet against Brady. People wait, actually. Wait,
yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah. So what's next for Queen Montana? Can I get some more punch?
No, I don't think you need no more punch, buddy. I think we cutting you off, Paul. We cutting Paul.
How are you gonna try to deny me in my own show?
Okay, my bad. I'm running this shit anyway. Hold on, wait a minute.
What's a 1 year goal?
You try to deny me my own motherfucking show and my motherfucking drink.
1 year goal is, you know.
Yeah, give my man Koso a cup because he didn't get experience yet.
Like extending my brand and just being bigger than what I am now. Of course, I am going to be that much. 5 year, you know, before the 5 year, if you ask me, top five Billboard, I'm gonna do all that. Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, then
I'm
gonna
have
go
some.
Crazy,
I'm gonna own a couple apartment complexes, couple hotels, shit like that. On the back end, you know, you gotta have your business too. But yeah, top five, baby.
Like that, top five.
I'm sorry. Somebody please take some of this, because this nigga poured me.
Man,
no, he poured me too much.
The last time you said I didn't give you enough, and now you saying I poured you too much.
I didn't touch it.
This
is way too much.
You're in trouble.
This is way too much. Nah.
You on your own next time.
Yeah, he done killed me. I'm like, Jay, I'm not going to drink all that shit. I got to drive home. Y'all crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's how babies get made. Shout out to, we're not going to say no names.
Shut up. Just stop.
Y'all, I wasn't gonna.
Damn.
Huh?
Y'all slanging dick at me. Damn.
No, I'm saying shout out to one of our people.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Shout out to good vibes and energy.
Tony.
Good vibes and energy.
They will not allow me to say what I want to say.
It doesn't. That's need to
okay.
Be said.
What you gonna say, D?
Tony, real quick. On some features. Okay, excuse me. Tiny, I disrespected the queen. I owe you 10 push-ups at the end of the show.
That's Big Montana. Big Queen Montana.
Yes.
And three now.
Voluptuous is the good word.
Just 5'4"? That's crazy.
You shrunk.
Out of the young artists today, like, give me like two artists that you could see yourself that's mainstream, that you could feature with and feel good about their wordplay and their material of making good music.
You said two artists that's already like.
Okay, but let's exclude the baby, because we know him and Stunner are right here at home. But mainstream, other than North Carolina artists. Okay. Him and J. Cole, lead them out, because we know North Carolina. You are featured with North Carolina artists. But mainstream artists, give me two artists that like kind of inspire you that you wouldn't mind featuring with.
Bags and Pooh Shiesty.
Money bag. Fuck you mean. Yeah, Queen and Money Bag, this going to go stupid. I'm
with you, D. I didn't know which bags neither. I was like shopping bags, grocery bags, who the bag. I didn't know.
The most important.
I didn't know.
Cardi. Everybody knows that too.
Miss P, I didn't know Miss P. I'm sorry. I'm with you, D. It was like bags.
I'm sorry, y'all. Uncle E came to play today.
But yeah. Yeah, I fuck with them hard. I like what they're doing. I listen to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I like Tusi too, though, but.
Yeah, shout out to Tusi. Tusi, right. I like Tusi.
Yeah, but shout out to CMG. Come get me. Come get me.
Right.
That's who I would sign with, though.
Probably is one of the hardest labels out
You said
there.
That's who you would sign with?
That's who I would sign with.
No, I think that would be a perfect pairing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would. That. Right. But you know what? Like, a lot of people don't know secretly. Because like what's his name? Young Black Youngster.
Yeah, Black Youngster.
Yo Gotti, that whole conglomerate got money.
Mm-hmm. No, I know.
Yeah, you gotta get off your ass.
Yeah.
You can't sit on your ass.
Money bag, yo.
Niggas out there get on their shit.
He don't got no girl.
So, yeah, he don't.
So that's why I'm like,
Niggas is smart, bro.
Listen. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Okay. Can we make her first lady a CMG?
We gonna take this clip. I'm gonna tag CMG and all that shit in there. Right. I go fuck with my girl Montana.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? But my last question before you go, like, now I got to get some shit out of you, right? No bad shit. No, we already got enough shit. Okay. It's good shit.
All right, come on.
You know, we was over at the other station over there.
Put your cup down over here.
Nah, my bad. I'm good. We was over at the other station. I couldn't get the shit over. I don't know why I can't get the over out. But we was over at the other station, and you spit a crazy freestyle. Like, a crazy. And this is Tiny Montana. You know, this is when I was like, I hit her manager up, nigga. You got to pay to get on this show, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened back. But now she elevated. Now.
You shouldn't have said that. It sounds like you owe her money now.
Yeah. Huh?
You shouldn't have said that. It sounds like you owe her some bread.
Well, she stole me some money. I paid for a CD I never got.
Damn!
Wow. You know
That's
what I'm
saying?
Crazy. My memory is fucked up.
I remember
certain
who owed
shit,
me money.
Certain distinctive shit I can remember.
Damn,
you know what I mean?
Okay, you right. Y'all know.
I got a CD. I never got the fucking CD and shit. I paid the money. Never got the CD. But it's all good. We ain't going to talk about that. It's my girl right here.
Yeah,
we go way back like Similac. But we had a crazy freestyle, right? So we did that over the, I forgot what beat it was, but and that's what people was hitting me up in my demon like, who is that? I was like, yo, go watch the interview. And that was the introduction, you know, to our followers and shit like that, you know, then you just fucking super elevated, right? So I need, because I'm going to pair them, right? I need something. I need a 16.
No, first of all, who spit 16s?
Oh, you got bougie on me now?
Nobody don't spit 16s.
You spit a whole fucking
song. Like, what are you?
You spit a whole fucking song.
Can we get an 8?
No, wait. She spit a whole fucking song the very first sit down interview.
A 4 is just you telling your name. So can we get 8?
But no. But that's when you know you made it, right? That's when you know you made it. Because
you
she
did just for a whole verse,
she was hungry
though.
Before.
That nigga said a whole
she
16.
Spit a whole, no. She spit a whole fucking song. We had
she
the
trademarked
beat.
Now, though.
Montana was going
costs.
In. I was like, oh,
every,
she
every
was hungry.
Come on, man. We ain't doing that.
Now look what she said. Nigga, who spit 16? Nigga, I don't spit 16. Nigga, I'm going to give you a quick 6. Nigga, what the
no,
fuck you talking
hell
about?
No.
What you going to give me?
Y'all got beats, so y'all just want me to spit.
No, but see.
This acapella today.
This
hey.
Is acapella today. We ain't doing no beats. We already know what you can do on beats. I got that on footage already. I want to, you know, compare. You know what I'm saying? This is Tiny Montana back
he
in.
Talking about I
want to. It be an for me every episode.
This is Tiny Montana.
Right.
On a trap,
in 2019. That was a great show, by the way. No. I got a shout out to that show. We had Tiny. We had Greg Money Man Jones. We had Johnny Blaze. We had... what's his name? They did. We had what's his name? Chico Bean. That was a great show. That was All Star Time. Yeah. That was when the All Star Game was in Charlotte. It was a crazy lineup that night. Shout out to all of them motherfuckers. It was a crazy line. And Tiny came through. I'm gonna say Tiny because we're talking about in the past tense. Yeah. She came through and spit a fucking crazy freestyle off that. It was off that G. Was it the GZ beat? It was off the. I just had it in my head.
No.
No, it wasn't on. It was one of those hard trap. Tiny Montana bodied that shit, and it was off a beat. So I was like, "Yo,
hey, well, we got her big sister today, her
right?
Name Queen.
We got Queen.
Goddamn, goddamn,
we got Queen on the show. So I need you to spit an acapella. And I know you said you bougie now. You said no 16. So you just give us what you could give us. Give us what you could give us. My man CEO Joe ain't here. He'd probably been on the board to give us a beat, but he ain't
CEO
here tonight.
CEO Joe in here.
He ain't
no advisor.
Huh?
CEO Joseph. He hates when you
call him. Yeah, don't shorten his name.
Right.
Don't shorten
that
guy's name.
Joseph.
Nah, I can spit. Yeah, I ain't tripping about this.
She's an MC. She's not an artist. Well, she's an artist and an MC. She's not a rapper. Rappers,
I'm not a rapper.
Rappers don't do
clarify.
This shit right here. Yeah. Clarify, because she's an MC and an artist. Right. Like my man Koso. Koso is a fucking MC and an artist.
Koso, no advisory.
Yes. Check. Exclusive.
asking.
I pull out the Mac, I had to react, cause none of these bitches ain't fucking with me. Wrist froze, shit on ice hockey, got them shook, freezing when they see me. And tell them niggas we got mob ties. Fuck nigga wanna act out, get your wig split like a sew-in. Big smoke, not the low end. And you know you can't relate. I replace it, these niggas are lemonade. Yellow diamonds, they look like some lemonade. So y'all got the juice, no Minute Maid. I been running this shit, can't stop it. I'm in the pocket, quarterback options. And we got them sticks, we mopping. If Willie say get him, I got him. Hey, his end of the side, let him suck on a titty. He calling me Nicki, he said that he want a menage. Oh. Hop in the car in the roof, see the stars. You do this shit all on the regular. Oh. That money been calling my cellular. Oh. Little bitch been way too busy. Hit the trap work desk like Shiggy. Yeah. These bitches, they rap Miss Piggy. Okay. And no, we don't fuck with 12.
No.
I came from the dopest scales. Uh-huh. I'm the trap queen for real. Hey, big bucks on me and I'm feeling like Giannis. Hoes ain't fucking with me, just being honest. These hoes they play like Shine John. Got them calling me baby, no John John. Wanna eat on this pussy like Wong Tongs. Ooh. I put that work in the street. Ooh. Might put that nigga on his feet. And I treat that rap like trap. Yeah, you know you gonna charge you a fee. They say the flow sit like coronavirus. Ooh. Well, I got the Hannah and Miley Cyrus. Ooh. When you really bad it, you don't talk about it, bitch.
Ooh. Oh! No, table. Come on over here.
When you really about it, you don't talk about it.
Like that, bro.
Hold on. I don't think they heard you. When you really about it, you don't talk about it.
Manny, did you get that?
Oh! That's exclusive. Shit. That's exclusive.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn. Listen, man. And I just want to I'm going to toot your horn right quick. We come across a lot of artists. Shout out to Training Day CLT, but you know, we got our flagship artist, and then one of them is here right now, Coastal City. What up? But when we listen to music, and we could all attest, music right now is fucking trash. Super trash. Like, it's, I can't listen to it. But when you have artists like you that come along that really respects the craft, really respects the artistry, and really spit bars, that shit get me hard. I don't know about you. I don't know about I'm dead ass serious because it's about I'm just being funny. But it's we for the old like you know I like
that nigga
lyrics.
That had some Maca coffee this morning.
No, I'm dead serious. Like bar. Shout out to Taylor Bates about the one to talk about.
How do we get here?
Make it make sense. No, I'm saying I'm about bars and you know you are an MC. You got bars. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what. But I just had to say.
Yeah, make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Yeah.
All platforms right now. That. Queen Montana. You know what I'm talking about? All platforms. Just Queen. Queen Montana. Make sense.
I see you with a shirt saying, make it make sense and everybody around you. Like, that's a statement that everybody going to be saying. Make it make sense.
There's a lot of shit going on right now.
That don't what?
Niggas to make it make sense.
Yeah, I already got the stuff in the motion, though. Shout out to Kaya. Unfair Apparel.
Shout out to Unfair Apparel. Shout out to my man Kaya.
All the time. It's family. So, yeah, we got some shit coming up. Definitely family.
Facts. Hey, yo, man. Where they can find y'all on all social media platforms?
Queen Montana IG. Facebook, Queen Montana. Twitter, Queen Montana. I think I changed that shit. But I'm going to change it tonight. And, you know, iTunes, Apple Music, Queen Montana. Stream that, make it make sense. Support your girl.
Right.
Because I'm in this motherfucker and I ain't going nowhere.
Final word. Give a final word. I know y'all, you know.
What? Shit, you came on this bitch. We know advisory, so we say what the fuck we want, when the fuck we want. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? We like to be educational, too, so drop a gem.
No, because I like what something. Y'all do.
No, so he lost me. I don't know what we be saying.
No, because I wanted y'all to get in y'all mode.
Yeah, man, like I said, we say what the fuck we want, when the fuck we want, but, you know, we like to be educational. So pop your shit. Pop something that maybe you done learned in the last couple of days, months, that's really been big to you, or something that you just want to pass down to somebody?
I just want to say, stand for something. Don't fall for anything. Get some money or get the fuck out of my way.
Okay.
That's it.
Dang.
Period.
And that's fucking Queen Montana, man. It's your boy C.O. McClain.
Make it make sense.
It's your favorite, man. The guy of the squad, Ken Folk.
It's your girl, Trap C. And I'm high as hell.
It's no advisory, motherfucker. We signing off.
That was that punch, though.
Bang.
You're now live in 7.8
ceremony. Wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass. So, wake up, this is your broadcast. Listen up, wake up, this is your broadcast. Tune into them vibes, we giving all that. You know school is session and we ain't giving no hall pass.